So have I. It's hard to pray for someone when you're angry or he's hurt you. But that's exactly what God wants us to do. If he asks us to pray for our enemies, how much more should we be praying for the person with whom we have become one and are supposed to love? But how do we get past the unforgiveness and critical attitude? The first thing to do is be completely honest with God. In order to break down the walls in our heart and smash the barriers that stop communication, we have to be totally upfront with the Lord about our feelings. We don't have to pretty it up for him. He already knows the truth. He just wants to see if we're willing to admit it and confess it as disobedience to his ways. If so, he then has a heart with which he can work. If you are angry at your husband, tell God, don't let it become a cancer that grows with each passing day. Don't say, I'm going to live my life and let him live his. There's a price to pay when we act entirely independently of one another. Quote, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord, end of quote. 1 Corinthians 11:11. Instead, say, Lord, nothing in me wants to pray for this man. I confess my anger, hurt, unforgiveness, disappointment, resentment, and hardness of heart toward him. Forgive me and create in me a clean heart and a right spirit before you. Give me a new, positive, joyful, loving, forgiving attitude toward him. Where he has erred, reveal it to him and convict his heart about it. Lead him through the paths of repentance and deliverance. Help me not to hold myself apart from him emotionally, mentally, or physically because of unforgiveness. Where either of us needs to ask forgiveness of the other, help us to do so. If there is something I'm not seeing that is adding to this problem, reveal it to me and help me to understand it. Remove any wedge of confusion that has created misunderstanding or miscommunication. Where there is behavior that needs to change in either of us, I pray you would enable that change to happen. As much as I want to hang on to my anger toward him because I feel it is justified, I want to do what you want. I release all those feelings to you. Give me a renewed sense of love for him and words to heal this situation. If you feel you're able, try this little experiment and see what happens. Pray for your husband every day for a month, using each one of the 31 areas of prayer focus I have included in this book.